Blog Talk Radio.
Another great show brought to you by the Law of Attraction Radio Network. The Think, Believe, and Manifest Show with author, master trainer, and certified dream coach, Constance Arnold. Join us every week as we bring you life-changing information that will empower your life. And here's Constance.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I am Constance Arnold, your host for the Think, Believe, and Manifest Radio Talk Show. And, well, of course, you know that I am coming to you live with a little Southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. And I hope wherever you are today that you are creating for yourself and your family a day that's filled with love, peace, and prosperity. And I just want to thank everybody for all of the great emails that I've been receiving. Everybody wants to know, how am I doing? Well, I'm doing really great. For those of you who are new listeners, I fell and broke my ankle in January, and I was in a cast for almost 3 months. And I had so many miracles that happened to me during that time that my personal assistant said that I should share some of them. And so these are some of the miracles that happened to me over the 3 months. I could not work, so that meant that I was not doing any consulting or coaching or anything. Some of the miracles that happened to me was that my friends decided to pay all of my bills for 3 months. I got a new Mercedes. I was able to get a personal chef. I became a featured monthly writer for a bridal magazine. I was able to manifest this show, all kinds of gifts, surprises, money coming to me in the mail, and even very small things like special vitamins that I like to take were given to me. And I think one of the most miraculous miracles that happened to me during that time was I received a call from a lady who I had not heard from in 8 years, and she wanted to offer me a training contract. And I asked her, what made you give me a call? She said, oh, I just felt led to call you. And she went on the Internet to find the information about me. And so for the last 3 months, I am a living example of someone who has received miracles. Remember, I could not work, so I was spending my days and my hours in faith, in reading, in praying, in conviction. I did a lot of confession or affirmation. But my core belief was that my consulting and coaching job is not my source, but that God is my source and He's unlimited. And so I think what I was doing on a daily basis was deliberately and intentionally creating. So I am so grateful, and I just wanted to share that with you. Well, I'm going to hurry along because we have a phenomenal author with us today, Mr. Michael Lachey, and he's going to be sharing with us. But before Michael comes on, I just want to share with you a few of the guests that's going to be coming up. April the 26th, DiCarlo S. Frist, The Awesome Power of Visualization. May 3rd, Sonia Miller, the author of The Attraction Distraction. May 10th, Dr. John DeMartini of The Secret, Creating Wealth and Well-Being During Economic Crisis. May 17th, Dr. Dina Davis, The Law of Attraction in Action. May 24th, Heather Picken, How to Become a Spiritually Fit Woman. I want to hear that. And Dr. Dennis Kimbrough, Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. Dr. Kimbrough was commissioned by the Napoleon Hill Association to really study African Americans to see what was some of their thinking about growing rich. So we have some great shows coming up for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember that I am on every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And the purpose of the shows are to give you enlightenment and information and to really awaken you to how powerful you are, how great you are, how phenomenal you are, and how to begin to be co-creators with God. I've already opened up the chat room just in case you want to ask Michael questions. His sister told me that he loves questions. And so you can type something in and I can read it to Michael, or you can call in at 347-326-9837. Make sure you listen through the entire message. Press 1, and I will see your hand up, and you can ask Michael anything you want to. Well, today we have one of the giants in the law of attraction arena, as far as I'm concerned, Mr. Michael O'Shea. And Michael is the Canadian national best-selling author of The Law of Attraction, The Science of Attracting More of What You Want and Less of What You Don't. He has been on all the major radio TV shows, including being interviewed by Oprah. He's had his own radio show. I've listened to all of it. He's just so funny on those shows. He has been the number one bestseller in regional bookstores in Victoria, Toronto, and Vancouver, and is now being received with great enthusiasm in the U.S. His book is currently being translated into French and Japanese, plus 5 other language translations are expected to be completed by the end of this year. And a copy of The Law of Attraction is selling every 6 minutes. Isn't that amazing? And has become required reading for a number of companies in the U.S. and in Canada. And so I read his book again last night when I was at Barnes & Noble. And I tell you, it really reignited something on the inside of me. So, Michael?
Hey, Constance.
How are you doing?
I heard you thought I was funny when I was doing my Oprah radio shows.
I was
so excited. I was so cheeky. At one time, I called her Miss Oprah. Miss Oprah. I got way caught up in the moment.
Right.
But, you know, that shows integrity and it shows relaxedness, you know, that we're just too, she's just like you and I. She's excited about the message, and I get caught up in excitement, as I'm sure you would too.
Right, and you have to know, Michael, that I have been riding around in my car at dinner today trying for the last 2 days, making sure that I pronounced your last name correctly.
Yes.
So you're from Canada, right? Is your last name French?
Yes, it's Losier. The
I-E-R
pronounced like an A, so
okay.
O-J-L-O-S-I-E-R.
So how have you been?
Well, my life is so delicious I could lick myself. How's that? I'm an ice cream cone.
Okay, that is so wonderful.
It's really good.
Last night I read your book again. I was at Barnes & Noble, just went there to have a cup of coffee, and so many people came up to me and said, wow, I really like his book. It's so simple. It's so easy. And
well,
I was
said that in the bookstore?
Yes, last night as I was reading your book, yes.
Is that right? I love the hat.
And
I remember seeing somebody in an airport. I was going to Phoenix, and I landed in Phoenix, and somebody was reading my book, and I couldn't help but say hello to them. It was so thrilling. It was thrilling for me to see somebody read it, so I sat beside her and said, great book, and she looked up at me, didn't say anything. She said, mm-hmm, and she went right back to the book, and she was highlighting stuff. And I said, are you highlighting your favorite parts? And I think she was a little annoyed at me at that time.
Uh-huh.
And I said, that's one of my favorite parts of the book, too. She said, oh, you have a copy of this book? I said, yeah. And I said, turn it around. And she looked at the picture, and I said, well, I shaved my mustache since then, because I did shave my mustache.
Right.
That was so delightful for her.
Right. It's so easy, and it's so simple. And your book is the number one book that I really refer to my clients regarding the law of attraction, because I love the illustrations, the exercises, et cetera. So let's get started, and we want people to call in. Your sister told me that you love to answer questions.
I do.
And so I want people to call in. So share with our listeners, Michael, about your life prior to discovering the law of attraction. What were you doing? What was your life like? What were you feeling?
Well, you know, I was working for the government here in Canada for about 10 years, and I had a pretty good life. I mean, I was well paid. I probably wasn't spiritually served, you know.
Right.
Although I was doing training at the government, so I was kind of in front of the room, and I was really good at it. And then I studied NLP, which stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and I really got to learn and understand how students like to learn. Now, if you notice my book, It really appeases all learning styles, whether you're visual or auditory or kinesthetic or whether you're a thinker. Everybody always says, oh, I love the way you wrote the book. You wrote it just for me.
Right.
And funny, the people that don't like my book, it's the same complaint. And you know what it is?
What?
It's too easy.
Right.
It's like, oh, I wrote it that way on purpose. That is their complaint. I mean, I find that so funny that something that was easy would be a complaint. I had to reframe it the first time I read that feedback on Amazon. Someone said, oh, Loge's book is too easy. It's like a kid's book. And I was really upset by that. So I called my friend Linda Story, who's a master NLP practitioner, and she reframed it. She said, that's a compliment.
It is.
That's a compliment that you made it so easy even children can get it. So whenever somebody says that my book's too easy, like in a negative way, I always say, well, thank you. I wrote it that way.
Right.
Yeah.
And so do you feel that you're called, Michael, to teach people this? Do you feel that you're called by God to do this? What is your feeling on that?
Okay, I'm going to give you a little bit more background. So,
and
probably when I was about 29 years old, I started to do some personal development work. You know, and for a man, that's quite early. For a woman, that's the age. You know, I am generalizing, but most women start in their 29. Most men are 39. So, I was already different than everybody else in my life. So, at 29, I was really hooked up in the holistic health industry. Matter of fact, I produced Weekend Holistic Health Expo every year for 5 years while still working for the government. So I was pretty connected.
That's amazing.
I ended up doing the seminar that helped me uncover what my driving needs were. So a driving need is one of those needs that drives you forward. It's not like air and shelter and water. It's like, what is that thing that has to exist for me to say, oh, I love this? Because I also learned and understand that the feeling in my life was to experience joy. So the purpose was, what do I need to be doing to feel that joy? Well, that's getting my driving needs met. I hear in the unravelment here, in order for me to experience complete joy, I need to know what feelings I need to have to bring me joy. And once I know what the feelings are, then I can build a strategy to get the feelings so I can experience joy. So yes, if that makes sense.
It makes sense.
Okay, so through a longer process, you know, like a week seminar, I left understanding my top three driving needs. And if I could get them fulfilled, it didn't matter what the job was, as long as I got them fulfilled, right? It's like shopping for something. I want this. I don't care if it comes from Kmart or Walmart or Macy's. I want one that has these three elements. So my needs in this order are attention, power, and influence. Now, here's the challenge. I know they might sound like not good needs for people, but there's two ways to get those needs met. One is a destructive way. Now, can people get their needs met in a destructive way to get their attention needs met?
Absolutely.
What about their power needs?
Absolutely.
And what about influence? Yeah.
Right.
Matter of fact, a lot of people get those needs met in a destructive way. But you can also get them met in a constructive way. So let's go through my checkoff list. Talking in front of 1,200 people and where people are being transformed forever, ever, ever. Would I get my needs met? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Doing this radio interview, would I get my needs met?
Yes.
Yeah. TV interview, yes. Talking at a church, yes. Talking in a coffee shop, yes. Writing about it, talking about it, reading about it, doing a video, watching TV. Anytime that I get to talk about it, I get my needs met. So when people say they don't know what the purpose of their life is, what they really mean, I don't know what the driving needs are that I need to fulfill to experience complete joy in my life, is the real question. So when I was working for the government, I knew there was something that I liked about presenting, but it wasn't spiritually fulfilling. In other words, I didn't influence anybody. I got to be in front of the room and be a really good teacher and teach somebody, and I got to have the power to, you know, the leadership, that's what I mean by power. But there was still a third missing, and that was influence. Well, it's hard to influence a bunch of government employees on a subject that I'm interested in.
You're right.
So in 1996, when I learned about law of attraction, I became a closeted law of attraction teacher.
Did you?
I don't know if you remember back in 1996, nobody used the word.
I'd never heard of it before.
I never heard of it either. I knew it existed, like you, but I never heard of it. So I was doing law of attraction coaching and training and seminars, and I didn't advertise anywhere. I was scared. I mean, I had to come out of the spiritual closet working for the government, and I used to do seminars on how to build an awesome business card, and now I'm talking about energy. So there's a big transition between there.
Absolutely.
Now, I live in a very spiritual city, so I was quite surrounded by like-minded people that wanted to support me. And so I started groups in my home, and then I started teleclasses. And before you know it, I was doing two – this is where my law of attraction career kind of took off. I was doing two teleseminars a week for about 200 to 300 people every week for 2 years, the same thing, over and over and over and over again. So you know, and I know that you know, that when you do anything twice a week, every week for 2 years, you get what? You get good.
You do.
There wasn't a question I couldn't answer, because you know what? The answer is always the same. So my job became, I need to be an interpreter of what was happening that caused them to send the vibration that caused them to attract that. And because of my NLP training, I really understood what people wanted. They wanted the H-O-W-T-O. They wanted the how-to. Yeah, okay, law of attraction exists. Yeah, that's all lovely. And how do I make it work? How do I make it work?
Absolutely. And your book is just a great example of how to make it work. So let's talk about that. What is the law of attraction and how does it work?
Okay, well, first, the law of attraction, it, you know, like you and I said, we didn't know what it meant a few years ago. And matter of fact, it's always been existing. Even though the name might be new, the experience isn't. You know, every time I use the word serendipity or synchronicity or coincidence or fate or karma or meant to be, everything fell into place. We say those words. What we're really describing is evidence of law of attraction. In other words, we could say, wow, that is so law of attraction. I was just thinking about you.
Absolutely.
But we never really call it that. In other words, we call it coincidence or serendipity. So they're all evidence. My point here is we've already been experiencing it. And now it has an umbrella. It has a mother name that we never even knew what it meant. I can give you a shorter definition of what law of attraction is. It's all about, that's my Canadian accent, it's all about vibes. Now, you and I use the word vibe. We'll say, wow, he's giving off a good vibe. She's got a great vibe. The vibes feel creepy around here. So we use the word vibe, and we're always describing the mood or the feeling that we're picking up. Is that how you use the word vibe?
Absolutely, huh?
Yes. But every time we're using the word vibe, we're really using the longer word, which is vibration. But we don't say that. We don't say, well, she's giving off a negative vibration. We've nicknamed it a vibe. Are you getting my point here?
Because I've walked in the room and I'm like, it's something about that person. They're just giving off a real negative vibe.
Ooh, they're rubbing me the wrong way.
That's right.
And what that means is that you're not in vibrational harmony with them. It means your vibrations are different on the vibrational scale. That vibration is not coming from your head. It's coming from your vibration or your feelings.
Well,
so that's
Ernest,
what law of attraction is. It's all about vibes. And in the vibrational world, there's only two kinds, negative and positive. That's simple.
It is.
Two kinds of vibes, negative and positive. And people will say to me, so why do I need to know about vibes? Well, here's where law of attraction comes in. Well, first, I'm going to ask you a skill testing question here.
Okay.
Is when do we have a mood or a feeling?
All the time.
Right now?
Every moment.
Right now, I have a mood or a feeling. Here's my next question. Because we have a mood or a feeling right now, when are we sending a positive or negative vibration?
Right now.
So every moment we have a mood or a feeling, and that mood or feeling is causing us to put off a negative vibration. So right now, everybody has a mood or a feeling. As a matter of fact, I could stand beside some people and pick up their negative feeling even without talking to them. You see, a vibe isn't something that you smell or touch or taste or hear. A vibe is something that you feel. Okay, now. Now, law of attraction has a very important job. And it's only two words in its job description. Now, you know, I had a government job before. I know job descriptions, like they're 10 pages long. Right? Your duties include this and this and this. But the job description for law of attraction is two words long. Just to make sure everybody hears them, I want you to repeat them after me when I give them to you.
Okay.
Here's the job description for law of attraction. Match.
Match.
Vibrations.
Vibrations.
Period.
Period.
Page one, paragraph one, job one. Match vibrations. It's like a factory robot. Here's a vibration, match it. Here's a vibration, match it. Here's a vibration, match it. Now, does the job description say anywhere not to match the negative ones? Or only match the positive ones? Or don't match it if they don't want it and only match it if they do want it? No. You see, law of attraction doesn't have a brain. It doesn't have a conscience. It doesn't decide. It doesn't make decisions. It only does one thing. What is it? Matches
vibration.
It's this universal energy around us, and I can't prove it to anybody. I can't put this in a test tube, and I can't put it in a petri dish and pass it around the room and say, Constance, this is what law of attraction looks like. But you know what I can do? I can give you the tools necessary so you can practice it on your own and have your own delightful law of attraction experience, and you'll say, wow, this is such a coincidence. Yes, it is.
Right.
It's evidence of law of attraction. Or this came to me out of the blue, or this was synchronistic. So I can't prove it to anybody, but I can give them the tools so they can get their own proof. And you know and I know, when we manifest stuff, we don't know. We would have never figured out that's where it was going to come from.
I know it. That's why I just felt led to really share what happened to me during the 3 months when I had broken my foot and
yes.
How all of those miracles came to me.
Yeah, and you didn't tell Law of Attraction where to get them.
No, I didn't. I didn't know where to get them. And
you know, I tell the story about using the Internet. You know, when we do a search on the Internet, do we tell it where to go get the stuff we're looking for? No. That's not our job. Our job is just to ask, is just to summon the desire through positive vibration. Let Law of Attraction figure out where it's going to get it. That's not our job. Our job is to desire it, not to order it, not to go get it.
Well, you know, I love the example that you use about typing in something on the computer trying to find something. Can you share that with our listeners?
Yes.
Now, I love that.
Well, you know, it's going to lead in nicely because I want to give everybody a piece of homework. And it's
okay.
One of the things that my book is well known for, and it's what I'm very proud of, and Oprah liked it as well, if you don't mind name dropping, is that my book teaches people how to stop attracting negative things first. Now, other trainers and teachers and books will teach you how to attract pearls and jewels and cars and money. You know what? We need to clean up our own backyard first.
Absolutely.
Almost everybody is attracting something negative somewhere. Is it people, money, customers? Is it staff? Is it restaurant? Is it boyfriend or girlfriend or children or clients or customers or students? Everybody has at least one area in their life that's causing them negative vibration. And as you're attracting that negative vibration, listen to this, it's so important, you are diluting your positive vibration. See, law of attraction responds to us at the balance of our vibration. If my vibes are high over money and they're high over my career and they're really negative over relationships, guess what? My overall balance just got affected. So when we say, why do I need to know that I'm sending a positive or negative vibration? Because law of attraction is checking right now and right now and right now and right now. And here's to finish that little story. When law of attraction matches or finds the vibration that it sends, it matches it. And gives us more of the same. So, this is certainly not you or I, but I bet it's somebody we know that wakes up first thing in the morning and they're a little bit cranky. You know, they're laying in bed a little bit cranky. What is the vibe they're sending, positive or negative?
Negative.
It's negative. So they're laying in bed, sending a negative vibration. Law of attraction, checking, finds negative vibration, unfolds and orchestrates an event to duplicate that feeling. So they get up out of bed and they stub their toe. Did that match a negative vibration?
Yes.
They burnt their toast. Did that match a negative vibration?
Yes,
and a bird poops on the car and a client cancels and the traffic gets worse and the printer breaks down and they finally say, I should have stayed in bed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, have you ever said that? I have. I should
have
stayed in bed today. But now we understand why the day got worse and worse and worse. Because law of attraction was checking and matching, checking and matching, checking and matching. Law of attraction doesn't know if it's good or bad for you or whether you want it or don't want it. It's not a decider. It's a matcher. So we need to learn how to be more deliberate senders of our vibrations. And our vibrations come from the thoughts and the words we think and the words we use. Matter of fact, I could use words right now that would generate negative vibes. Or I could use positive words that would generate positive vibes.
So, now, you know, words are creative, and they really frame our world. And so how can a person maybe who's been downsized or maybe, you know, there's so much foreclosure going on in the U.S., I don't know what's going on in Canada, and people are losing their homes.
Yeah.
How can they begin to change their or shift their vibration by affirmations or words that they speak over their lives?
Very good. Now, here's the thing that people don't like about law of attraction. boy, they love it when they're attracting positive things, don't they? Oh, they'll brag all about it. Oh, Constance, look what I attracted. I got a great parking spot, and I got this. And they say, law of attraction worked for me last week. You know what? It's working for you right now.
Right.
So when the ugly stuff shows up, you have to be able to point at it and say, look at me. Look, I attracted that. That's here because of my vibe. And whether it's positive or negative, we need to have the accountability to say, that's here because of me. Doesn't mean you have to like it, but you have to own it. And I want everyone to hear this. The results that we're getting are matching the vibrational input that we gave it. Let's go back to the internet example. If I go in and type something in the internet search engine and the results I get, the results I get, in other words, the web pages that it's recommending are matching the input that I submitted. That's what happens to the law of attraction. Whatever I'm getting as a result is matching the input that I gave it. Now, here's the key. That input was intentional. So what if, and we can, be able to deliberately send a vibration? That's what we have the power to do. It's the only thing we can control in our whole lives is our vibration. So let's control it and send the vibration of the way we want it to be. And then law of attraction will match it. This is an important sentence. If I keep sending the vibration of what it is, I'll keep getting more of what it is.
My
observation about what I'm getting causes me to send more of the vibration of what I'm observing, so I keep getting more of it. That's why the loop happens over and over and over again.
And so if you've lost your home and you're sitting at home and you're thinking about, oh, my God, what am I going to do? I don't have any money. I'm going to lose my house. I don't know how I'm going to send my child through.
I know. There's fear and they're scared. The first thing I want people to know is that they can reset these results. In my book, I have a picture of a reset button.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if your computer crashed and there was a reset button to fix it, you'd be pressing it, right?
I would.
Any piece of machinery, oh, there's a reset button. We know by pressing it, it's going to fix it. But I want to tell everybody that we all have a reset button. We can take a look at the results that we're getting in our lives right now and say, do I like them? If I do, I'll just observe them and I'll get more of them. If I don't like them, would I like to reset it? So I want everyone to pretend they're pressing their internal reset button so you know you can reset your results. Now, I'm gonna test you on this, Constance.
Oh, no. Is this a test? Okay,
it's
go ahead.
Test. If you want to reset your results, you need to reset your?
My thinking and my vibration level.
That's right. That's perfect. Because remember, the vibration that we have causes the results. And the only way to get different results is to have a different vibration. I'm going to say that again. The only way to get different results is to have a different vibration. So if I want to reset my results, I need to reset my vibration. If I want to reset my vibration, I need to reset my thoughts and my words. And if I want to reset my thoughts and my words, then I need to eliminate these three words that cause us to attract negative things. But you know what the funny part about this is?
What?
Most people use them 150 times before noon.
Really?
Before noon. And then they stand back and say, why is my life falling apart? And I was going to say, hey, give me a printout of every time you use these three words. And if I highlighted them, I'd run out of highlighter.
What are those three words, Michael?
If people are taking notes, I want them to write these down. Because here's your homework between now and the rest of your life, is to eliminate and reduce these words. And the words are don't, not, N-O-T, and no, N-O.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why. Remember, law of attraction has one job. It's to match the vibration that you're sending. And when you talk about what you don't want, you just gave it attention, energy, and focus. And now you've launched the energy. So we're going to play another little game, Constance. You are going to be law of attraction. You're going to eavesdrop on my vibration, because that's what law of attraction does. It's an eavesdropper.
Okay, I'm listening.
And I want you to tell me what you're picking up when I say this. Oh, I don't want my clients to cancel. What did I give attention to?
Clients canceling.
I don't want to play phone tag today.
You're going to play phone tag all day, Michael.
I don't want this to be difficult.
It's going to be extremely difficult.
Oh, I don't want to attract anyone that's a challenge.
Everybody in your life is going to be a challenge.
Yes, and listen to this. I'm going to string off a bunch of them. Don't drink and drive. Don't have sex. Don't do drugs. Don't get your clothes dirty. Don't spill your milk. Don't slam the door. Don't be disappointed. Well, don't be embarrassed. Well, it's like I wasn't until you brought it up. Hey, Constance, and I know it's not you or me, but okay, maybe once in a while, where we attract something that we don't want and we're going to point at it and say, that's exactly what I said I didn't want.
Right. You know,
I've been saying all week I didn't want that.
Right. You know, for years I said I'm abundant, I want prosperity, I want wealth. But on the inside, my thinking was, I'm afraid, how am I going to pay these bills? So it was not an exact match. And so it sort of neutralized, and it took me a while to really bring abundance into my life. And so many clients are saying, well, I'm affirming, and I'm confessing, and I'm thinking, and I'm like you. It's an exact match.
That's right.
And
now,
you
talk a lot
about taking responsibility.
Yes. I want to talk about affirmations because
and
how to make them work a little bit. I just want to make we finish with this point here. So
okay.
Whenever we say the word don't, not, and no, I just gave attention to what I didn't want to give attention to. Let's go back to the internet again. If I go online and in Google I type in no football, what shows up?
No football.
Yeah, what results will I get on the internet if I type in no football?
You'll get really general no football.
But will it
just
show me football?
Yes, football.
Yes, but I said no football. What if I typed in no sex? Would it bring up a sex site? Yes, it would. What if I said no smoking? Would it bring up smoking sites? Yes, it would.
Yes, the
internet strips away the words don't, not, and no and brings what you gave your attention to. When I talk about what I don't want, I just gave it attention, energy, and focus.
That's very powerful.
It is.
But it's so simple.
Well, it's simple to hear and it's simple to learn. But the application of it takes deliberate action.
Okay.
This is what people need to homework. So people are taking notes. Draw a circle the size of a golf ball. Inside of it, write the words don't, not, and no, and then draw that international do not use line through it.
Okay.
Like the no smoking symbol. Uh-huh. Now, I want to burn that image in. Every time you use the word don't, not, and no, I want you to remember you're not supposed to say that, but here's the reset sentence, and it is. So what do I want?
I love that reset sentence.
Yes, it's resetting it. So let's test this. If I say, don't forget, and my little voice says, so what do you want?
I want to remember.
Remember. Don't slam the door. So what do I want?
I want the door to be closed.
Yes.
Quietly.
Don't get your clothes dirty. What do I want?
I want your clothes to be clean.
Yes. Don't forget your homework. What do I want?
I want you to complete your homework.
I don't want this to be difficult. What do I want?
I want this to be easy.
I don't want to have trouble selling my house. What do I want?
I'm going to sell my house easy and effortlessly.
That's right. See, here's what happens. When the words change, so does the vibration.
Oh, that's powerful.
And now I'm sending a new vibration. And Law of Attraction doesn't remember what the vibration used to be because it's only picking up on the vibration that I send when? Now.
Now.
So I'll say it again.
The words change, the vibration change.
That's right. When I go from what I don't want to what I do want, the words change. And when the words change, the vibration changes. And now I can only have one vibration at a time.
That's so powerful.
Now, you know what's going to happen, Constance? That you're going to hear how much people are using the word don't, not, and no. Matter of fact, you're going to go to coffee with one of your girlfriends or boyfriends, and they're going to say, oh, I had a date last night, and I don't like this, and I don't like this, and I don't want that, and I don't like this. Why do I keep attracting the same kind of men and women over and over and over again? Well, because listen to the words you're using. But here's the best news of all. It's imperative that we know what we don't want. Because briefly observing what we don't want will birth what we do want.
Ah.
So when people say, I don't know what kind of food I want. Well, good. Let's find out what you don't want first. I don't know what's your ideal boyfriend. Oh, I don't know. But I know what I don't want. Perfect. I want everyone to hear it again. Knowing what you don't want is very, 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 very helpful because it'll help you birth what you do want. But the key is to pop out of it fast.
So are you surprised that people don't know what they want?
Oh, I'm very surprised. Most people don't know what they want.
That's amazing. I see we have a couple of callers, Michael. You want to talk to
Oh, I'd love
people?
To. Yes, let's do
okay,
that.
Okay, let's go ahead. Caller, you have a question for Michael?
Hello?
Hey, welcome. What's your name?
Hi, my name's Erica.
Hey, Erica. Welcome to the show. What's your question?
Actually, I've really been trying to put the law of attraction into use, and I'm finding that, you know, it really does work, and I'm finding great results in my life. And right as of now, I'm trying to manifest a vehicle. I really need a car. And my question was, when I am trying to manifest and visualize a car, should I be specific in my desire, or should I be open to be led by the spirit, or what exactly should I be focusing on when I'm trying to manifest the vehicle?
Right. Okay, great. So I'm just going to rephrase your question is, how specific do I need to be? Well, if you go to the restaurant and there's like five different pasta dishes, and you just said pasta, and then the cook or the kitchen, like the law of attraction, brought you what you desired, you'd have to try it on to find out the contrast in it, to find out what you're saying. Oh, I didn't want pasta. I guess I'd like it in a tomato sauce. So they go back to the kitchen, pasta with tomato sauce, and then you find out that you wanted some mushrooms in it. So the more clarity you have on your initial order, then the more clear the results will be. Because law of attraction doesn't know the things that you have to be sending the vibration of that. Now, what do I mean when I say you need to be sending the vibration? Well, how do I do that? If you go to, if you start paying attention to cars that you like on the street and say, oh, I like that one. That's a four-door. That'd be perfect for me. That's great. Oh, look, I like the size of that one. Yeah, good, good. So in your observation of the car that you like, are you giving it attention, energy, and focus?
I have been giving attention to the cars that I do like as far as models I know are very dependable. But,
okay, good. So you've been including that in your vibration, right, in your observation of it? You say if law of attraction was checking your vibration, it would catch you setting the vibration of a car that you like, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. What else can you do to maintain the positive vibration of having that car?
Well, actually, I just heard you saying about how it's good to focus on also what you know you don't want.
Well, only long enough to birth what you do want. You would only focus on it a minute. So what was your example going to be?
Oh, well, I just know there's some makes that, you know, I do want to stay away from. I want to go for, I'm not really interested in, you know, the hottest, you know, fancy car, but I do want durability, dependability.
Yeah, so keep focused on that part then. You would only observe the parts that you don't like to help you build your good list, right?
Okay.
Now, here's the thing about law of attraction. Everybody thinks it's the desire that helps us manifest it. The desire, the identifying of what you want, and the desiring is only step one of the whole process. Wouldn't it be nice if the only thing we had to do was desire?
That would be great.
We'd have everything we ever wanted. But that's only step one. So hang in there with us. So step one is, what do I want? Well, you got clear about that. You got a list of the ideal vehicle. Step two says, I need to include it. I need to give it attention, energy, and focus. So how do I do that? Well, I can daydream, and I can make a dream board, and I can pretend, and I can play, and I can go try one on, and I can wish and pray. And what doesn't matter. You decide how you're going to give attention to it. Do you have to do it all the time? No. Boy, wouldn't it be nice if it was only two steps to the process?
Yes.
You could build a list and make a collage, and you'd be done. But most people have done those again and again and again. They've built the list, they made a collage, they built the list, they told 10 friends, they built their list and they visualize, and they stand back with their hands on their hips, and you know what they say? Where's my thing at?
Right, it's not working.
It's not working for me. Law of attraction doesn't work. Yes, it does. It's a three-step process. Here's the most important step of the process. It's also the least written about step, and it's the most important step. Matter of fact, I'm going to end the sentence with what the answer to the step is, but listen to this. The speed at which law of attraction will manifest your desire, in other words, how fast you can get that new vehicle, or how fast you can attract that new client, or how fast you can attract that boyfriend or girlfriend, or how fast you can become more wealthy, the speed at which law of attraction will manifest your desire is equal to how much you are allowing.
Allowing.
And allowing is the most important step in the formula. If you're wanting and wishing and desiring and you're not allowing, it can't come to you. Allowing is almost opening your receiving doors. You said you wanted all this stuff and you ordered it, but you shut the receiving door. You're not receiving. You're not allowing.
So why don't people allow? Why is it so difficult to grasp?
Well, because they don't know what it means.
Okay.
If I told you to go allow, would you know what to do?
No.
No. So it's not good enough to tell people what to do. We need to tell them what.
How?
How to do it. Okay.
Right.
So I'm just gonna let people know that a third of my book is about allowing. It is the most important subject. I can give lots of information right now. Even if people just go to the bookstore, pick it up, go to the corner and read the chapter on allowing, do whatever you need to do to get really good at this piece. It is the most important piece of the formula.
And I think, Michael, you break it down just in a very simplistic way that it really has given me just a very clear and vivid explanation of exactly what are you supposed to be doing.
I know. And you know in a minute when you're in that three-step process, if you're not getting it, you know what the problem is, right? And if you're getting negative stuff, you know where to start. In other words, the reason why I've written it as a model is that can you always know where you're at. If you've decided what you want and you put it out there and you don't have it, you're not allowing.
Okay,
so
great.
Here's what allowing is. Allowing is the absence of doubt. And what kind of vibration is doubt?
Negative.
Negative. Is our caller still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, great. So are you understanding the formula here? Allowing
yes.
is the absence of doubt. So on one hand, we really want this. We get excited about it. We get pumped up. You've been noticing other cars. So on a scale of plus 1 to plus 10, where would you say your desire is for a new car? Let's be really generous.
Definitely a 10.
It's a 10. Now, I know that you might not know that you have any, but given that you haven't manifested the results, and the only thing that can stop manifestation, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think your doubt is about having this new car or this perfect car for you? Do you have any sentences that you say?
I really try to stay positive, but I know that I do let doubt creep in my mind sometimes, so I'm going to say
yeah.
maybe
a Well, I know
three.
You do, too. Yeah. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball in front of me, and it's okay. Don't be embarrassed. I mean, it's okay to have doubt. I have doubt about stuff, too. But the good thing is to say, you know what? I do have doubt about that,
right.
And I want you to hear this. The negative vibration of your doubt is diluting the positive vibration of the desire. So here's a question for you. Do you need to desire more or doubt less?
I need to doubt less.
Very good. So I'm gonna, but I didn't tell you how to do it, right? So you're allowed to ask me what?
Okay, so how do I do this?
There you go. She's good, right?
She's
how do
smart.
I do that? Okay,
how
the
do
best
I doubt
way
less?
Yeah, the best way to remove doubt is to find proof. Now I want you to imagine a bunch of scientists and they're all gathered around this lab table. They're very doubtful, aren't they? Until what?
Until proof is found.
Until prove it. And I bet you doubted law of attraction until you proved it yourself, right?
Somebody else.
Yes, well, we're all like that. I don't believe this. And then the next day it happens to us, and we say, ooh, I'm scared of myself now. It's like, you know, and you couldn't talk me out of it. Now, I've had so many real-life examples that even if somebody came on and knocked me on the shoulder and said, by the way, all this law of attraction stuff's fake, I would say, not in my life. I mean, I have too much proof to unprove it. So every time that law of attraction happens to me, what do I tell myself about law of attraction? It what?
It works.
It works.
So how much doubt do you have, I think, about it working?
None. Because it's a law. A law works every time.
That's right. But we only believe that when we experience it. So the woman with your car, what's your name again?
Erica.
Okay. Was it Marissa?
Erica.
Oh, Erica. Mm-hmm. Sorry, we got cut out a little bit. So, Erica,
sorry.
Here's your job now. I want you to have built a list of your ideal car, right?
Okay.
And then I want you to plan some trips with your ideal car. Now, matter of fact, I just bought a car yesterday. I haven't had one in 2 years, right? So I've had lots of time to shop. I've had the car picture up on the wall, and I've even planned places that I want to take my car. I live on an island, so there's really not many places to go, but I've got like 10 places that I want to go in the next 6 months. So I've been planning as if I have a car. You see, here's one of the dangers about wanting to buy something. This is an important sentence for abundance as well. Most of us will filter the availability of money before the desire. I'd love to have that car, but I don't have enough money. In other words, we filter the availability of money before our desires. So a lot of people don't include the vibration of the way they want it to be because they can't get past where's the money coming from.
Wow. So is that why the rich get rich and the poor get poor, because the rich have a wealth consciousness?
That's right. You know, because, well, the rich are observing their richness.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So in their observation of their wealth, it causes them to more same. Now, here's another little secret that I'm going to tell you about. It's, there's a section of this in my book, too, is that abundance is a feeling. And the only way to attract anything is to send the vibration or the feeling. Most people that aren't abundant never send what vibration?
The abundant feeling.
They never say. If I interviewed the people on the street, they wouldn't know the question, but we would. And I said, how many minutes a day do you offer the vibration of abundance? They say, what?
Absolutely. So, and so when you have somebody like Donald Trump who's around abundance, he's thinking abundance, he's writing in abundance, he's
yeah.
observing, he's experiencing it, he keeps getting it again and again.
That's right, because
somebody
the Bob
Trump
is eavesdropping. And everything is abundant to him, you know, putting money in the cash slot machine. I bet he has, like, you know, I remember at the time I had to have $20 in my wallet all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like $300. I have to have $300. And what for? I don't know. I just like to, that's like my new limit. And he probably has a limit of 2,000, you know. So it's all about the abundantness of that.
Right.
Right. So we always filter the availability of money. And but I want, regarding the car thing, just get rid of the, where's, it doesn't matter. It's none of your business where it's coming from. Just keep holding the vibration. Matter of fact, plan some day trips with the kids or wherever and say, when we get the car, we're going to go here. And, you know, and you can even say the sentence, I love the thought of taking me and my family in the car to ABC Park. Now, that's not an affirmation. I'll say it again. I love the thought of taking the kids to the park in my new car. Are you saying you have the new car or that you don't have it? It's neutral.
Right. I love that. That is
yeah.
so great.
Well, good. So we have some more time
okay.
for an affirmation piece or another caller. What would you like to do?
Okay. I want you to talk about health and weight loss because
okay.
I know that you recently lost a lot of weight and you're looking so fine, Michael. I tell you.
I'm looking fine.
You're looking fine. And in the U.S., 1 in 3 people are overweight. And I just want you to share with the audience about how did you lose your weight? How did you attract what you needed in your life in order to do
yeah.
that? How did the law of attraction work for you in that arena?
Okay, thank you. Well, first, I'm still in the process of that, and I've been doing it for a long time, you know,
okay.
probably about 4 years now. But the last year I've had lots of significant change. Remember, well, first I'll talk about my affirmation. I'm going to slide it in because I want to teach it. On my bathroom mirror has a little affirmation that I had years ago. I was 340 pounds, and this is my affirmation. I have a happy, slender body. Constance, will you check the affirmation, please, and find out if that's a positive affirmation?
It's very positive.
You bet it is.
Did you say that every day or twice
a day? I have a happy, slender body. Does that meet the affirmation rules?
Is
it positive? Yes, it does. Is it
yes.
current tense? Is it about me? Is it short and sweet? Yes. Now, it's not going to be pretty, Constance, but picture me in front of my bathroom mirror with my underwear on. I'm 340 pounds. I can't see my feet, but this is what I'm saying. I have a happy, slender body. What thought just entered my head?
Happy, slender.
Oh, really?
Healthy.
I'm looking
oh, no,
at
it may have been, you're kidding yourself. Because
you're kidding
you
yourself.
Didn't believe
you
it
can't
you
even see your feet.
Right.
You're not happy or slender. You're biggest you've ever been. And now that generates a negative thought. And that negative thought generates a negative vibration. And the second negative vibration finds a third one. And before you know it, I'm so negative, I'm running out to the fridge to put peanut butter on an onion. So everybody get my point here? Listen, a positive affirmation can generate a negative vibration.
That's very
say
powerful.
Say it again. A positive affirmation can generate a negative vibration, and most cases they do. In most cases they do. Now, what was the other piece you wanted me to talk about?
And so what made you continue to say, what changed that vibration for you because you were able to lose weight?
No, because I was able to find out the other block that I had.
Which was?
And it was around my limiting beliefs that I had.
Okay.
So a limiting belief is just a repetitive thought that I have over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. So I grew up with this, I heard this, oh, you're fat just like all the men in your family. You're going to be a big loge. Yes, look at you, aren't you a cute little fat 10-year-old? You're going to be big just like your dad. So I heard that over and over and over and over again. And like anything we hear over and over and over again, it became my belief. So on one hand, I wanted to have a happier, slender body. And the other hand, said, no, you can't because all the men in your family are big. So here's how I use law of attraction. I used it to attract everything that I need to do, know, or have. You see how I've big blanket that? I'll say it again.
Okay.
I'm in the process of attracting everything I need to do, know, or have to have a happier, slender body. I didn't know what I needed to do. I didn't know what I needed to have, and I didn't even know what I didn't even know.
Right.
So I attracted a hiking partner. We hiked 30 hours a week for the last 3 years. I attracted information about metabolism. I took a program here in Victoria on that, and I've joined a gym, and I'm doing a trade with a chef once a week, and what else? And then I got introduced to EFT, which stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, and I used that to get rid of like 10 food groups. And in other words, law of attraction didn't shave it off overnight, but I attracted everything that I needed to do or have that was in alignment to me. Instead of saying, oh, I can't have this, I'm doubting I can have this, I'm not worthy of this, this is never going to happen. It's like, okay, whatever I need to do now or have, I want it to come to me. Can you hear the shift?
I can't hear that. I can hear that.
Yeah, one's a negative one that's stopping the flow of the information. And here's the other thing I want everyone to get, is that we can attract information F-A-S-T, fast, because we don't have much resistance to information. I'd like to attract some information that's in alignment to me going to Greece. That would be fun to find information. There could be anything. And all of a sudden, you see how but if I say I want to attract a trip to Greece, I can feel the slowdown of the vibration. Oh, how's that going to happen? You know, where am I going to get the money to do that? I've never done that before. But when it comes to information, like all my receiving doors, like a store would have the back gate receiving. My receiving gates are open for information. Boo, I can attract that easily.
Oh, that's so great.
So people start using law of attraction to attract information that's in alignment so you can know what you need to do, know, or have to lose some weight.
So, Micah, do you believe that people can attract their purpose and destiny to them? I get that question. What is your thinking on that?
I think we need to understand what our needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can attract the ideal job that matches it.
Okay.
So earlier I talked about what are, and the way to find out what your needs are to say, what are things that had to be, what job did I really like? Well, I really liked that nursing job. Well, what did you like about that? Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess I really took a lot of pride in supporting other people. Okay, so maybe support is something that needs to happen for you. And, outside of my apartment, there's a crane operator that sits in a crane all day, all by himself. And I'm thinking, I would be so lost. And my friend was here, and my friend said, what a horrible job that is. I said, not for him.
Right, absolutely.
I bet he gets his needs met. I bet he likes autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
He's by himself all day. And I bet you he likes control, like driving the crane. And I bet you he likes logic and order because, it's all crane up and down and slide over. He probably is just happier than a pig in poop on that than there. Really. I mean, his needs are getting met. If they weren't, he wouldn't be doing a good job.
Absolutely.
So I don't know that he did I don't think he did an exercise to find out what his needs are, but he's certainly getting them met. It wouldn't satisfy mine because I wouldn't get my attention needs met up there. Or my influence. I know. We'd be throwing stuff at the top to get attention.
I know.
Out of that crane.
I worked at IBM for years, and I was sitting behind a computer desk, and I was so sad and so unhappy. And
yeah.
So I'm just so grateful now that I'm doing what I was created to do, which is to change myself and then just share with other people. Let's talk a little bit about the vibrational bubble. Did we share about that? I just love that in your book.
Yes. Well, in my book, I have a picture of a guy that has his bubble around him. We really don't, but I'm just pretending because what I'm trying to illustrate to people are where your vibes are. My vibe, if I wrote a list of what I wanted and I tucked it in my sock drawer,
mm-hmm.
Law of Attraction isn't looking there. It's checking my personal vibration and responding from it. So a question that my friends and I will often ask, if one of us catches each other complaining, we say, what's in your bubble? And if you're talking about it, it's a vibration in your bubble. If you're observing it, it's in your bubble. If you're remembering, it's in your bubble. If you're pretending, so when somebody's complaining, I'll say, oh, watch your bubble. And we all know what that means. It means that law of attraction is peeking into your bubble right now, and it's catching you complaining, and it doesn't know what complaining is. It's only matching it.
Wow. That's so, you're such a blessing. I mean, you're so clear. You bring such clarity and simplicity to this whole law of attraction message. And I want you to have an opportunity to share about your books and your products and your workshops and your seminars. And, Micah, we need you here in Atlanta. Atlanta is so big.
No, I'm getting really close to coming to Atlanta. I've got lots of friends. I'm just starting a U.S. tour. I've done two cities. I've been in Phoenix and Orange County. I'm coming to North Carolina in May and June. If you check my website, which is lawofattractionbook.com, that's lawofattractionbook.com. There's lots of stuff. You know, I just so generous. I give away videos, my monthly easy, and I get videos and I get audio trainings, and just you can find my stuff lots of places for free. I also have a new book coming out on June 1st, and it's called Law of Connection.
Talk about that.
Yes, well, it explains why people connect and how they can if they're not. You know how sometimes earlier we said we meet somebody and they rubbed us the wrong way, or somebody breaks rapport with us, or, you know, there's ways to correct that, and there's reasons why that happened. And as you know, communication is like, for lots of people, it's at the bottom of the barrel right now.
Right.
People don't understand how to stay and be in rapport with people. They don't know how to calibrate the other person's mood before they talk. And they certainly don't know how they like to process information, which is the big deal. You know, again, remember what you liked about my book? It's because I talk to all four styles.
Right.
Well, my book
right.
teaches that. It says, here's how you talk to the four styles. Here's how you write to them. Here's how you get them to work. Here's how to influence them. Here's how to tick them off, which you're already doing, not you, but people are already doing anyway.
And so they can go to your website and just find all the information
That's
about teleseminars, et cetera. And so does the book cover How to Attract Your Ideal Mate? So many people want to know that.
Well, my book, Law of Attraction, has a section on how to attract your ideal mate. And remember the things that you didn't like about your ideal mate? Well, they're going to be important because they're going to help you get clear about what you do want in an ideal mate.
Oh, that's
but,
very
you know,
powerful.
Like I tell this to everybody. I hope the bookstores don't hear me. Go to a bookstore, take my book, go in the corner and read it. And if you find it's what you're looking for, then purchase it. If not, then you save yourself some money. But it is a how-to book. It's got worksheets and scripts and examples and case studies. And people say, oh, you're going to write a second book? I am, but there's really nothing else to write about in Law of Attraction. It's all in my first book.
Right,
And if you're not getting results, it's because you're not following the three steps. It's that simple. People want some complicated stuff. It's not complicated. I can't do that. Sorry.
So, Michael, we have about 2 minutes left. What are some more dreams and visions that you see yourself doing and influencing other people in their lives?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I get asked every day to go somewhere in the world. My book's published in 28 languages now. So, and I've just done so much traveling. So now I'm certifying people to be facilitators and how to do seminars on this subject. I've trained 102 people in 9 countries.
Congratulations.
So, thank you. So there's people in Malaysia and India and Singapore and Japan and Ireland and London, UK, that are teaching this in their language, and they're building very healthy businesses, teaching Law of Attraction, using all my work and all my skill sets on stage. I also teach people how to do what's called accelerated learning techniques.
Mm-hmm.
We use some of them on the phone today, but there are techniques that help accelerate the student to learn it, and that's what people are being certified, how to teach that using NLP and Law of Attraction. So it's all there. I have such a great life.
I can tell you do, and I'm just so grateful that you've been able to share with us tonight. I feel that you're such a blessing. You're so kind. I love your sense of humor. You're so gracious.
You
know, Einstein has a law. He says where everything goes in circles, the boomerang effect, that whatever you give will come back to you. And I'm sure you have experienced that, and I just want to let you know that you are a gift to this universe, and
thank
it has
you.
Been such an honor and a blessing for me to speak with you and for you to share with our listeners.
Well,
and I'm just going to encourage everybody to go out and get his book because it's so easy to read, it's so simple, and he has all kinds of illustrations and exercises that
you
can
love
really...
love those illustrations, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you know,
I love pictures.
In my second book, when my publisher wanted me to write it, I said, okay, here's the deal. I want it to look like my first book as far as it being modeled. I want it to have illustrations and cartoons and all this stuff. And they said, you know what? you wrote one of the best understanding books that we sell, so whatever you want to do, you do it.
Right.
So I have five characters in my new book, and it's so fun to have characters.
Well, thank you, Michael. You're such a blessing, peace, and prosperity to you and your family, and I just want to thank all of our listeners today. This is Constance Arnold with Think, Believe, and Manifest, and I just want to say to you, take the information that Michael shared and do the homework that he shared with you, and within 1 week, just begin to implement one idea, one concept, some information that you learn to begin to bring about permanent change in your life, because remember, all things are possible if you believe. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Constance.
Blessings to you.
Thank you.